Welcome to Breakfast on 91.3 FM, your voice in the morning. Assalamu alaikum and a very good morning. We're in the final stretch of the show. My name is Ghulam Fakir. It's been a hectic week and, we're going to have to end of the show on a note where you are able to sort of benefit from as well, inshallah. Now, remember, of course, the VOC Breakfast is taking place tomorrow. That's on Saturday, the 29th of February, 2020. 021-442-3500 to secure your ticket of 195 Rand, inshallah. Have you ever been declined for a general loan or vehicle finance and just didn't know why? Have credit providers ever referred to your credit score and you didn't really pay much attention to it? Apparently, you are supposed to do just that. Head of Research and Consumer Education for National Debt Advisors, Mushfika Bouata, joins us online. Mushfika, assalamu alaikum. And as always, always a pleasure having you as part of the show.
Wa alaikum salam, Ghulam. Shukran once again for having me on the show.
It's only our pleasure. Mushfika, before we get into, your credit score and what it is that you need to read into it, let's talk, for some people that just don't know what blacklisting is about. Let's talk us through that.
First of all, Ghulam, one needs to be very clear that blacklisted is not, in fact, a formal term. There is no physical blacklist. There's no physical blacklist on which your name appears. And blacklisting is, in fact, a very broad term used to describe someone who has fallen behind with paying their creditors and who now have anything from an account in arrears to a judgment against them reflecting on their credit report. So we'll say somebody's blacklisted, but there's no blacklist. Blacklisted, as I'm saying, is just a term used for somebody who has what we call an adverse credit record.
Right.
But even though blacklisted and blacklisting are seen as informal terms to indicate negative information on a credit report, there are major repercussions for those with negative listings on their credit profiles. So by that definition, you can also say that, there are major repercussions for those people who are blacklisted. But being blacklisted is not the end of the world, but it does come with some challenges. Because once you have a default or a judgment on your credit profile, you will struggle to find and to access credit from many registered financial institutions. And it's often when people find themselves in these situations, it's often when people find themselves being blacklisted that they then go to unregistered microlenders. That they then go to people who keep the SASSA cards, that they then go to people who keep their IDs, that they then go to people who charge exorbitant rates on loans because they can no longer access credit through formal institutions.
Mm. Now, Mushfika, is a form of debt review considered you being blacklisted?
Debt review is not a blacklist, is not considered being blacklisted. What happens is when you go under debt review, you are flagged at the credit bureaus. Flagging at the credit bureaus means that you don't have access to more credit.
Right.
So that, because once you are under debt review, the process of debt review is put in place to get you out of debt. So it's sort of counterproductive to try and get you out of debt, yet we're opening you up to more debt.
Yeah.
So what is happening at the credit bureaus then, when you go under debt review, you are flagged. I must also say that if you are blacklisted, there may also be problems that you encounter with things like, and many people would have come across this, rental agreements. Mm. Because these days, most estate agents and even private people who are renting out their homes or their properties will run a credit check against your name when you're applying to rent a home. Right. You'll see that very, very often in ads placed on Gumtree, placed on, all sort of property sites. People tell you up front that you need a clean credit record, and they tell you up front that they will run a credit check. And if you have been blacklisted, their internal processes, will probably prevent them from letting to you if they're an agent for somebody or a private property owner might decide, you know what, somebody who is struggling to pay debt, somebody who has had a problem with paying their debt, is a higher risk than somebody who doesn't have that problem. Mm. So people who are blacklisted and who have negative listings on their credit profile, if we put it that way, are finding it far harder to not only just access credit like retail credit and personal loans and vehicle finance and home loans, but they are even finding it hard to just rent a house these days.
Right. Very, very interesting. Mushfika, let's look at what many people must have come across already is the term called a credit profile. What does that mean?
Look, in terms of what a credit profile is, I also just want to go back just to touch on the blacklisting quickly because it ties very much into with what your credit profile is.
Okay.
Also, employment at a financial institution is sometimes downright impossible if you're blacklisted, okay? And there will also be work challenges around that you can face even if you are blacklisted and you are applying for certain jobs. So your credit score is something vitally, vitally important because the negative listings on your credit profile, which is what we term as you being blacklisted, those negative listings are what determine and how your credit score. So also if you think that your credit score is just a number at the credit bureau, which carries no weight in how institutions or organizations view you, Ghulam, you could not be more wrong. So in a nutshell, a credit score is a number that evaluates your credit worthiness, and it's based on your credit history. So that means it takes into account how you've paid your accounts. Have you skipped accounts? Have there been judgments taken against you? Has summons been issued against you? Are you 30 days in arrears with an account? Are you 60 days in arrears with an account? Mm. Are you more than 90 days in arrears with the account? Has a particular creditor taken legal action against you? You know, how are you paying your current debt? All of those things are what determine your credit score.
Right.
The higher the credit score, the more financially trustworthy a person is considered to be. Poor people can have better credit scores than what wealthier people have.
Okay.
Remember, it's not about your income. It's about how you manage your debt.
Okay.
It's about how you pay your accounts. So you could be earning 8,000 rand a month, and you could be managing your accounts far better than somebody that's earning 40,000 rand a month.
Yeah.
So your credit score will be better than the person who has defaulted and has had judgment taken against them and is in arrears for 6 to 12 months with the account. Mm. Those sort of things. So it's not about how much money you earn. It's how you manage your accounts. And therefore, it's vital that you try and manage your debt very, very responsibly.
Yeah.
The information in your credit report is used by most credit and service providers. And it's an important contribution to the development of their risk assessment of you.
But if you look at somebody, for example, who could be earning a very good salary, 40,000 rand a month, for example. But if this person doesn't have debt, you know, with any institutions or anything of the sort, could that also be considered as a negative against your name?
Yes, it can. Definitely it can. Because there is no history of you on which to base the risk profile. Therefore, people are always advised to, even just as a matter of, as a show of how you manage your credit, to take out something like a cell phone contract.
Mm.
To have some sort of, again, it's not because you want to make debt, and it's not because you, and if you are vigilant and you're responsible, it always stands you in good stead to have a retail store card with one of the retail stores. Pay it off religiously. Pay off more than what the monthly payment is required, just so that you can build up your credit profile and reach a higher credit score. And that's something that I'm always encouraging youngsters to do. Youngsters, I mean, you know what, if you're out of school, out of university, start building on your credit record for the day that it comes that you want to purchase a vehicle, you want to purchase a house, so that you have a credit score which reflects how you have been managing payments, whether it is in on your 1, 2, or your 8 accounts. But they do need something on which to go. And your credit score is used. So the credit score, along with your employment history, your income, your affordability assistance, and all of these type of credit, these are all taken into account when you apply for credit, and it will definitely affect the outcome of your credit application. And like I'm saying, this is particularly important for when you want to apply for a home loan or vehicle finance.
Right. Mushfika, just before I let you go, people are now wondering, you know, the credit report, the credit score, and how it is that they can check it.
I just want to go through to you again. Scores range from 0 to 999.
Okay.
Okay, and let's go through them quickly. Excellent will be 767 to 999. That's excellent. Good, 681 to 766. Favorable, 614 to 680. Average, 583 to 613. Below average, 527 to 582. Unfavorable, 487 to 526. And poor is 0 to 486. I would also just advise people to take something that you've got to know is that every South African is entitled to make use of the legislation which entitles them to obtain their credit report free of charge from every credit bureau every year. So you can go and get a free credit report from every credit bureau every single year as a South African citizen and consumer. So you could go to CompuScan, which is www.compuscan.co.za, www.transunion.co.za, www.experian.co.za, www.xds.co.za. And I know that's a lot. So I would suggest that people go onto the National Debt Advisors Facebook page. There is the article is posted there with all of these details in it. And also all of this information is available on the National Debt Advisors website as well, which is www.nationaldebtadvisors.co.za. And once again, something that people always ask is, how do I fix my credit score? How do I fix it if it's in a bad state?
Right.
Check your credit report regularly. Right. Check it. Have a look at it if there is debt on there, because the credit bureaus also make mistakes. They sometimes there's a note added and you owe 20,000 instead of 2,000. No, have a look at that. Also, check to see if the debt on there is prescribed. Again, prescribed debt, if no creditor has taken legal action against you and you have not acknowledged the debt for the past 3 years, the debt is deemed prescribed and it may not appear on your credit record.
Right.
So prescribed debt shouldn't be there. Check the numbers on your credit report. Check the figures on your credit report and take it up with the credit bureaus if you see that something is on there that shouldn't be. And then, of course, pay the money that you owe. You know what? If you've got outstanding debt, the easiest way is just to pay the money that you owe, finish the debt, and your credit report will be repaid.
And I think that is something that we're going to cover in the next couple of weeks between you and I, Mushfika. We're going to have to leave it there. Head of Research and Consumer Education for National Debt Advisors, Mushfika Botha. As always, lovely chatting to you. Shukran so much for your time, and have a blessed day.
Afwan, have a lovely day too, Gulab.
Assalamu alaikum. And that's where we're going to have to leave it. It's been wonderful being in your company. Can you believe it's actually a week that you and I have been in contact? And I'm looking forward to the next couple of weeks, inshallah, between you and I. Thank you to everybody who engaged this morning on the show. 072-238-0712 is my favorite WhatsApp line. 47913, my SMS line. And to every caller who called in on 021-442-3530, be it on air and off air. Thank you so much to Technical News Production, to Lushay Urtan, and most importantly to you, the listener. Sanam. Now, I'm looking forward to meeting each and every one of you tomorrow as the Voice of the Cape Saturday Live Breakfast that's happening out at Barron's Estate in Scarpkraal. Remember, it kicks off at 7 o'clock already with a broadcast. Doors apparently will be opening up at 7:30. There is going to be a beautiful breakfast prepared for you. There are some tickets available at 195 Rand per person. So you're welcome to go and support Voice of the Cape's initiative, inshallah. Until we speak again on Monday, have a blessed weekend. Have a blessed day. Jumma Mubarak to you and to your families and to everybody else, inshallah. The Jews of the Day is scheduled to play in after the 9 o'clock news. From myself, Ghulam Fakir, have a blessed day. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.